floods. White waters up to the door, glittering in the night like bride sheets. Celebrations for the one who dreads the old monk in his body cell and stuffs his vision with ravishing faces as a Javanese Negro stuffs the flower of the lotus up his nose each day before setting out for the sea. He who comes down the corridor in a towel steaming from his bath, like a bather emerging from between two breakers, a tiny red loincloth around his slender young hips. Now and then, someone flaunts his thorn apple, his jimson, his sacred datura, funnel-shaped flowers within leaves 4 to 8 inches long, usually white but sometimes tinged with violet, said to be toxic. Then, how the nervous laughter rises and scatters like surf. He who begs to be taught how to dance, wrist at the slender waist, longing to bend toward someone who bends. Oh, ambiguity, cast up on the beaches like a net in disgrace. Oh, islands of the heart, I fold up the secret map. Oh, love that does not know its name, planted like thirst in our first garden, not riddle, agony, shame, mounted our mirrors, the Lord of both ways. Your face haunted me nightly, beloved, in dreams of denial, you were the denied. I said to my soul, blonde boy, you sing above the tides, the flames. Laudavi, laudari, laudatus, laudamus. See you tonight after lights out, Ocamus. Silence, mister, in this study hall. Lights out. Oh, my mama. Lights out. Floods. I'm growing full of you. You've mixed in the lines of my life like that vague look in the faces of pregnant women. Floods, celebrations, the dawning half-look before lights out when you're passing the white rows of washstands where the backs, pink or brown-tanned, are bent over washing. One looks up, smiling, and strikes a commerce in this desolate marketplace. He who longs in the throes of denial for the linen and hair of glistening women, for gentle hands that implore, for the male at its gentlest, essence of male far more gentle than women. He who, wanting companion, greases his hair absurdly, standing it up like the peacocks of Solomon. He who stands hours combing his hair on those dull weekends that move like dark clouds. He who loves to wrestle with those who laugh, like turtles rolling in the blessings of seafoam. He who dreams at mass of a smell more intense than the smell of wax. He who discovers one day the very perfumes of his soul in the armpit of another. He who longs to be one of a pair of albino animals offered up by Siberian herdsmen. He who establishes in his alcove the caverns of Carlsbad, built out of a chaos of ice, distilling the ashen taste of moonshine wine for the smile of another. He who slicks down his hair, puts skin cream around the face, red and pustular, broken out like a black fruit in its warty, androgynous cupule. Who hides his face at the altar, face of a debased altar. Brings a Latin grammar across the hall, attempts a smile, as if he should have a gentleman caller's alarms, and there are roses in his arms. He who bows to the rector before the refectory in a bow not too low. He who loves to be with a boy with the hermit hands, soft as the oyster's inwardness. He who has dared to enter through doors marked forbidden to enter, to follow a young prefect, leaving the order with a nervous collapse, to a bare room where he sits in the gloom, or the snots glowed on his cassock as quinces yellow in the evening, nevertheless. He who takes inexplicable walks into the freshman quad to look for two brown, squinting eyes, like a dream invading a god's head. He who despises Father Hoople, whose clipped toenails were worth more than a boy's whole carcass, who despises peaches and cream, arch-rector, whose threatening smile can put an end to a riot in the dorms, but not an end to a riot of spring in the blood. Meanwhile, the blessings of being take on the shape of milk at the wounds of a turpentine tree, blessings of a banquet of blood that flows from the nose after a fight that ended in ecstasy, like the blood of a young girl mother flowing like the public fountains on a Sunday at noon.